Leaving Abelard and all of Wales behind, Andrew and Christine exchanged the gloomy, coal dust-laden skies of the mining country for the gray fog of London. Far from being overwhelmed by the teeming life of the great metropolis, Andrew is filled with elation and expectancy. With Christine beside him, he's certain of achieving success. And Christine herself is proudly convinced that little time will pass before her husband's name becomes famous. Several months go by. And in his office, next door to Schmidt's delicatessen store, Andrew sits and waits. As he's done all that day, and the day before, and the days before that.
Hello, darling. How did it go today?
Yesterday, I lanced a boil and vaccinated a baby. The day before, I painted a sore throat, cured an ingrowing toenail. And today, I treated three girls from Laurier's dress shop for chapped hands. Is this what I starved and sweated and borrowed money to study medicine for?
Patience, darling, patience.
I'd like a lot of them, rich ones. We'd better have a few soon. In the last 4 weeks, we've taken exactly 4 pounds 10, including this morning's 7 and 6, for piercing Madam's ears for earrings.
7 and 6? Exorbitant for piercing ears, my good man. But now we can pay something on our bill at Mrs. Schmidt and order another apple strudel without a qualm. Hello, Doctor. And the Mrs. Doctor.
Good day, Mrs. Schmidt. 2 sandwiches, please. The specials.
But of course. Clara from the icebox, the special liverwurst and the corned beef.
She'll bring it right in, my Clara. She's getting to be a big girl, isn't she?
Yes, they all do. They grow up. You will see someday. Only they cook to stay healthy.
Amen to that.
Oh, you fixed the patient I sent to you for the hearing?
No, it was very easy, and thanks for thinking of me.
Oh, we send you lots of patients. You just wait. And now I get the sandwiches. Clara.
I don't know how I'll pay you back. Unless I put all my patients on a diet of pumpernickel and pickles.
She's such a nice person.
Not much fun for a youngish woman, a growing girl and her husband dead in this neighborhood.
People are nice, Andrew, when they're themselves.
That's amendment. When they're allowed to be themselves.
Amendment accepted. Gosh, I wish they'd hurry with the food. I could...
Doctor, I told you lots of patients. At your door, a girl from Laureate. Someone there, speak quickly. You go with her.
Chris, I don't...
You go on, do you hear, Mrs. Schmidt? Patients, lots of them.
That's more like it.
I want to go home.
I'm sorry. It was the only way, and it worked.
It worked. Take me home.
Now, that's hardly necessary.
I want you to take me home, Doctor.
Very well, since you insist.
Well, this is better. Oh, look at me. I do look foul. I'll get that spooky little Laurier girl sacked. I gave him something to think about, didn't I? I simply went wild. Well, go on, Doctor. Laugh. It was priceless.
It wasn't at all funny. It was a very bad case of willful hysteria. I'd advise you to take yourself seriously in hand. Go straight to bed and call your own doctor.
Well, why won't you look after me? I hate my doctor. He's always telling me not to drink or smoke or anything.
I'm afraid I should give you exactly the same advice.
I mightn't mind it as much from you. Might I give you a bit of advice?
If you wish.
Are you anxious to make a success as a doctor?
Naturally.
Then go and see a good tailor.
I don't see how that would help. Goodbye.
Where does one reach you, Dr. Manson?
I'm in the phone book.
Don't give up your line of treatment, Doctor, on any account. I foresee a crashing success. Goodbye.
Women. Women like that. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Freddie! Freddie Parker! Scruffy Manson, of all people, what are you doing in London?
I've bought a practice.
Have you, by Jove? Well, must be a good one if it brings you here, in this lair of the filthy wealthy.
Nothing so grand.
But why on earth haven't you called me? You knew I'd want to see you after all those years together at Edinburgh.
Well, I...
Who's your patient? In these flats, I mean.
I don't know. Miss Leroy, I believe.
Oh, that's good. You always were a queer one. A great professional man, Andrew. Indifference. A Miss Leroy, I believe. And she's only the richest girl in London.
Well, Chris?
Well?
Well, what?
Well, now that you've met them, Freddie and Mr. Ivory, the surgeon, all of them, what do you think?
Oh, they're all perfect gentlemen. What bedside manners.
Haven't they, though? Ivory in his Harley Street clothes. I'll bet he operates in a frock coat.
Oh, white tie and tails in the evening.
I'd like to see him or Freddie operate on a kitchen table in Blenacklin or amputating a mine with the roof falling down.
I wouldn't.
Chris, they think I'm just a small-town doctor.
You're a good doctor.
I'm sick of having men like that look down on me as if I were a poor relation. I'm going to beat these smoothies at their own game. You just wait.
Good ball, old man. Very good indeed. Your shot, Andrew.
What? Oh, yes.
Good shot, Andrew. Where's yours, Ivory?
A few yards farther along.
It's a marvelous game, golf. Absolute privacy. Oh, by the way, Andrew, I'm sending a senile old Mrs. Lane along to you tomorrow. Told her she should see a good lung man.